New York City's Committee on Environmental Protection voted on a bill today that would require the city to study the feasibility of developing geothermal energy to heat and cool buildings and heat water. The Environmental Protection Committee chair is James Gennaro, who introduced Bill 694-A.
The study would include a map to visually identify or make an estimate of areas of the city where it may be appropriate to install geothermal energy systems based on the subsurface geologic conditions and the types of geothermal systems that would be appropriate for such areas. The study would also include a summary of building characteristics that would be suitable for retrofit, an analysis of the viability of developing large district or campus scale geothermal ground couplings to serve building clusters like you would have on a campus, a summary of the applicable federal, state, and city laws, rules, regulations, and filing requirements and fees related to installing and operating geothermal systems, and a summary of the specific practical and legal impediments to the installation of geothermal systems, and a summary of current technical standards and or guidelines for geothermal system installations in the city, and finally, recommendations to promote water use of geothermal systems in new construction, alterations, and retrofits of buildings. The study would be submitted to the mayor and speaker by June 1st, 2014, and the information it compiles would be made available to the public on the city's open data web portal.
Then City Council Member James Gennaro called for a vote.
Kevin Pinn, Committee Clerk, roll call on the Committee on Environmental Protection, Intro 694A. Councilmember Gennaro.
Yes.
Vallone.
Yes.
Crowley.
Yes.
Levin.
Yes.
By a vote of 4 in the affirmative, 0 in the negative, no abstentions, the item has been adopted. Members, please sign the committee report.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Clerk. And we have some other members of the committee, but I know they're not going to be able to attend today. So with that, this meeting is adjourned.
What we are talking about here is not geothermal from hot rocks, those kind of vents that provide energy for the country of Iceland, but in this instance from ground source heating. In the case of New York, subsurface temperatures stay at a steady 57 degrees Fahrenheit. There are several systems that can be used for subsurface heating and cooling: a closed loop bore ground heat exchanger system with vertical bores that can be covered by a parking lot, or pipes placed in horizontal trenches and covered with backfill. In New York, this type of system is appropriate in much of Brooklyn, Queens, parts of Staten Island, as well as limited areas in Manhattan and in the Bronx. And there are already some city buildings that run on geothermal heating: the Queens Botanical Garden, the Brooklyn's Children's Museum, the Bronx Lion House, a townhouse on East 64th Street, and the Weeks Field development. The method allows us to use the land that we own to use the heat of the earth to heat or cool our homes. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.